Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Oh, come on, Faith Church. Come on. Can we give Jesus our best this weekend? Hey, man, we are so pumped.
We want to welcome all of our campuses from Florida to St. Louis to online. Hello, everyone. Good morning. We are so pumped to be in the house today.
Yeah, we are. Hey, we want to kick the weekend off by just celebrating a few things that happened here at the church. A few weeks ago, we actually had a men's breakfast happen here in Florida, and it was so cool seeing guys get together. But this weekend at Earth City, come on, Florida, can we give it up for our Earth City campus?
Our men's breakfast.
We had men's, the guys all over St. Louis joining there. Hundreds of guys got together, and it was really cool to hear some of the stories of actually while guys were going through line to get breakfast. Two guys actually said that they didn't even know they went to the same church. They hadn't seen each other in over 20 years. I don't even know how that's possible, but it's pretty cool to see what is happening. And then a few other guys actually said that they got invited by people in their Connect group. They don't attend our church. They don't even attend church anywhere, but they came to a men's breakfast. So one more time, come on, can we give it up for everybody who came to the men's breakfast? Come on, we celebrate the men of the house for showing up.
And this is an exciting weekend,
Dave. Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited for the food.
We have been waiting for this weekend long time.
I mean, man, my expectation level is like up here. It's going to be highlight reel.
I just can't wait that we can spend time
together. Yeah, it's going to be spending time with the boys.
No, for Valentine's Day.
For the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is awkward. How many of you have heard a similar conversation like that between a significant other before? The difference between a man's brain and a woman's brain. Come on, that is real talk.
I'm just saying, it is Super Bowl weekend, but it is also Valentine's Day.
So guys, here's your notice. If you haven't gotten a card yet, it is Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, and we want to take a second and just celebrate a few of the marriages, because it's always amazing to see some of those people in our community, in our church, who have went ahead and are starting serving and worshiping together. And it makes me think of a few different people. And I love thinking about Ryan and Amanda at Ferguson Florissant. Come on, Ferguson Florissant's probably giving it up right now. They actually met in Young Adults Connect group, and now they're married for 5 years.
I think about Lacey and Dondia Crump. They have been serving at the Weldon Spring campus and just a part of Faith Church family for so long. You actually don't like to see Lacey on the basketball court, but
listen,
we won't talk about that.
Listen, we won't talk about that. I'll see you next time I'm in town, though.
I think about the Kellys at Earth City campus that have been serving on their prayer team and so involved. We just champion those marriages.
Yeah, we got Pete and Trudy at RPC. We have Steve and Stephanie Waterman at West Palm Beach. Eric and Trisha Williams.
Yeah, incredible.
And it makes me think of also, I love people who go from one campus to another. So Steve and Felicia Johnson, they actually were at Earth City for years, and now they actually went over to Ferguson Florissant when we launched that campus. So one more time, come on, let's give it up for the marriages that are healthy in the house, serving together, worshiping together. But today, we're going to be talking about all things relationship, that sex, dating, friendship, what does that look like? And it talks about singleness and kind of what we've learned.
And we're not speaking out of a place of we have this all together. As you are going to see throughout this talk today, we have learned a lot of lessons the hard way and learned from other people. And so when we were talking, we're like, well, we've been together for 10 years. This year we'll be married for 8 years. We have one little one. But we've also just gleaned from relationships like Pastors David and Nicole and other marriages, other relationships that have really, really spoken into our lives. And, you know, God has created us to be in relationship.
That's good.
And it's not just marriage. So if you're married, cool, we're going to talk to you today. But we've also got dating. I want to know who is single and ready to mingle in the house. Come on, y'all, raise your hand.
Take a look. Take a look. I got two hands in the back. My man over here is like, hey.
If you're at the Earth City campus.
He also serves on the load-in team. He's faithful, people. Come on.
He's a man with a job.
Come on, it's Sunset Hills, though. Let us see your hands. Weldon.
Earth City, keep your hand up a little bit longer.
If you're online, somebody online's like looking at the computer screen going, me, me, me.
And we always, you have relationships, you have working relationships with your coworkers, you've got relationships with your kids. Relationships we all revolve around relationships. And I think one thing that's so important is God said we were created to have relationship. And Austin and I actually found the first time in the Bible when God is creating the world and he started saying, let there be light. And it was good. God saw that it was good. He created the heavens and the earth and separated them. And he said, and he saw and it was good. He created the sea and Nemo and all his friends in the sea and it was good. And then he created the animals and the livestock and it was good. But then if you get to Genesis 2:18, he creates man. And it was all good. And here's the thing. God knows. He was the only one there. Him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So if it wasn't good, who would have known other than him that it wasn't good? He created Adam. And he says in Genesis 2:18, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him. So online, wherever you're joining us from today, God has created you to be in fellowship and be in relationship, some of those strategic relationships with the right people. And so today, as we're kind of unpacking this talk, we are believing and we have been praying for you this weekend that God would help you let go of some of those past relationships and embrace God relationships.
Just me, got it.
Yeah. And that's not easy to do, but God said it's someone that will help them. In Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, it says, two are better than one, for they have a better return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. So I think one of the questions, Pastor Austin, we said is that relationship helping you?
Mm. And I think that's one of the things, right? The scripture talks about that one can be taken down easily, but a triple braided cord is not easily broken. And I think that's any relationship, right? Before we can get into a marriage, we got to be able to be the healthiest we can be, but we also got to be having healthy relationships all around us. Because how many love having good friendships around you that help you through different seasons? Come on. Jesus, by the way, is the number one relationship. He said that he would be with us to the end of age. Come on, can we give it up for Jesus today? He is our rock. He is our foundation. But we have to make sure we have friendships in our lives. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down about friendships. That trust is earned in drops, but it's lost in buckets. My question is, what do you say about me when I'm not in the room? I think the psalmist Drake, come on, said this the best. I got fake friends showing fake love to me. Like, you speak well of me when I'm in the room, but what do you say when I'm not in the room? Come on, anybody got friends like that or have had friends like that? You'd say, I'm done. Moving on, new season, new reason. Let's go grace and favor. But in so many times, we have to say, okay, hey, if they're not speaking well of me when I'm not in the room, maybe I don't have the right people or the right friendships around me that are going to help me go level to level. Come on, faith to faith, victory to victory. Anybody ready to receive that at all of our campuses? But we have to make sure that we have the right people in the right circle around us.
And also, I want you to write this down. It says, build friendships that can grow with you. Pastor David says it all the time. He says, if they can't grow with you, they can't go with you. So in life, sometimes we have people in our past, and instead of helping us succeed and helping us become better, helping us know Christ better, they're actually keeping us stuck. Well, you just changed. You're different. You aren't that, you used to be this way, but you're just different. Well, thank God I am different because I'm growing. I'm getting better.
Somebody just said amen over here. She got her church wave on.
Yes. So I know a lot of you, if you're like us, you've had some of those conversations. And so if they can't grow with you, they can't go with you. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just as you are doing. And that reminds me of connect groups and how important it is to have that right circle around you, those people around you to lift you up and people that have gone through what you're going through. And that can give you that relationship, people that you're serving alongside. Yeah. And so that's so important to have those right relationships.
Yeah, and I think today, if you're like, man, I'm looking for some relationships, I'm looking for new relationships. You know, the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, one sharpens another. So today, I think the first best next step to friendship is growth track. And you're like, what is growth track? It's the next step of not only figuring out who you are, but hearing about the church and hearing about the gifts that God put on the inside of you to not only be here, but to make a difference, to have that purpose and that divine destiny on the the inside of you come out and make that difference only we can make. But what we do is we actually find people alongside us that actually will sharpen us in those seasons to really see all that God has for us. And I think we have to think through this, though, is not only is it Connect Groups, it's Growth Track, but can I encourage somebody today that some people that are in our circle, I've heard this many times and I've had to do this myself, is it's like, I don't want to have that person completely leave my life, but there's some people you just have to love at a distance. Can I get an amen on that? Like, there's some people I'm praying for you, I love you, but you can't be in this circle because I've heard it said that we are the sum of the five closest people to us. Listen, if you're doing some crazy stuff and the outcomes in your life don't line up to where I want to go in the future, I love you, but from a distance, okay? And so we can figure out who we are, find some relationships to sharpen us and make us better, but then there are some people we probably have to love from a distance.
And I think a lot of times to attract good friends, you have to first turn the microscope internally and be a good friend.
Wow.
And as I think about that, I think about Pastor Reed at the Earth City campus. And she's just a champion of other people. She's not one that's always trying to steal the spotlight. You have some of those friends that's always the one-upper. You know, nobody likes a one-upper. But she's incredible. She's always texting, saying, hey, how can I pray for you? Hey, you're doing great. Hey, you look great today. I love, you know, just compliments. She's always lifting other people up. But a lot of times we're like, man, you know, why don't I have good friends? Why don't I have good friends? Well, am I actually being a good friend to those people in my life, saying, hey,
so
checking
good.
In on those people, hey, texting them, how can I pray for you? And it's not just the mass text, the group text that you're sending everybody. It's the one-on-one, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? But how are you really doing? Yeah. Loving on those people and making sure that, you know, we are sharing God's love and God's light to those people.
Yeah, that's so good. I want you to write this scripture down. It's 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. And so if we want to make sure we see these outcomes in our lives, again, the right friendships, we not only have to be that right friend for somebody else, but have you ever had anybody that just magnified the attitude you were in? Like, anybody ever been mad and you had that friend that just hyped you up? You're like, yeah, let's go get them right now. Let's go. It's like, no, I don't need you to be that friend. I need you to be the friend that's like, hey, settle down. Tomorrow's a new day. But watch this, Proverbs 18:24, it says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Can I tell you that there is some people that will come alongside you? They'll be with you through every season. We said earlier that God is our rock, but at the same time, he will save us, but he will bring the right people around us to keep us saved. Come on, can I get an amen from Ferguson, Earth City, online? Actually, I want to share one thing real quick. And for the church, this is something you may not know, but we're actually on right now. Some of y'all are like, what is virtual reality? But recently we've been trying. So come on, at all campuses, can we give it up for our metaverse campus right now? We're on virtual reality. People are literally going to church with headsets on. And some people may be like, why do we do that? We believe going wherever people are, we want to share the light of Jesus. Can I get an amen in the whole church? Online. If you're in the metaverse today, we love you. We're glad you're here. Or if you're on Instagram, Facebook, sometimes people ask us, you know, why do we go online on all these platforms? Well, if platforms can share,
go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
The whole world. And so we want to go into every platform. So again, I just wanted to celebrate. It's pretty cool to see that we're taking some new territory.
All right, let's talk about dating. Anybody dating, freshly dating, this is for you. And if, you know, we're checked out here, guys, y'all just take notes. Come on, it's grace and favor. We're praying God's going to bring that person into your life. You can be single and secure in this season and yet still take notes and glean from some of this. I think communication is so important in every facet of relationship that we have. And when I think about communication, I think about tone and I think about timing.
Yeah.
A lot of times what you say is important, but how you say it, your tone, and the timing of when you say it is so important. So ladies, today is not the day.
Oh, I thought you were about to bring up what happened this morning. Okay, anyways, let's keep going with that story.
I forgot what happened.
Sips tea.
But today is not the day to say it's the Super Bowl and they just got down to the 2-minute warning. The clock is ticking away. It's the fourth quarter. It's tied up. Are they going to go into overtime? Can they get the field goal? Hey, baby, I think we need to have a talk. I need to share my heart. Hey, can we just talk about something? Why aren't you paying attention to me? Hey, I need your eye contact. That is not the time to have that heart-to-heart moment, okay? Don't compete.
And then she asks, why don't you ever want to watch sports with me? That right there. Can I get an amen from any of the guys? Like, some of y'all are like, no, bro, I'm not trying to mess this up. She already said I can go watch the Super Bowl. You on your own today.
But I think a lot of times when we have conversations, when we're communicating, we have to fight fair.
Yeah.
So we have learned that we can't say things like, you always, and you never, and blah, blah. That is just inappropriate. It's not fair. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:1, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And so we process different. The difference between a man's brain and a woman's brain. When I say, you know what, it's fine. It is not fine, okay?
When that's he just says, like 5 minutes does not mean 5 minutes.
That's right. When he says it's fine, it really is fine. But which is the difference between our different perspectives, and a gentle answer turns away wrath. So I process things internally. Austin processes things verbally.
Y'all,
so he's
going to
talk it out.
Listen, I thought she was going to bring up what happened this morning. Let's just go there for a second because I already brought it up. So we'll bring full closure. So we were in the car talking about stuff on the way here, and I was like, hey, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do here? And she's like, my toning and timing was not on, okay? I hadn't had coffee, hadn't had anything. I was just like, hey, we need to do this, da, da, da. And she's like, oh, well, we don't need to do anything. We ain't going to do nothing if that's what you got. And I was like, you know what? Like I said, girl,
you
got this.
You said, don't do that. Don't do this. And I said, if you say the words, don't do this one more time, we are not doing this. Okay?
Hey, this is just real talk, okay? Hopefully you just, I mean, it's casual, it's real. But what I loved is by the end of it, I said, hey, you're right, I'm sorry. That's not, wasn't my heart. That's not what I meant. Here's what I was trying to communicate. And again, we're trying to figure this thing out. And that's why I love at the beginning, we celebrated marriages across all of our locations. We're always finding somebody. And pastors tend to be that to us. But who's that person in your life that's beyond where you are? Because the thing we have to be really careful of, and I've seen this happen many times, is you can't go to somebody for dating advice that's single. There might be a reason they single. And we don't know what that reason is, so we'll keep moving on. But here's something that we did as we prepared.
You're talking about real talk?
Yeah, real talk. It's one of the things. And you might have what you did to get through dating, to move into marriage or move into that relationship. But for us, we called it real talk. And we said we want to have the hard conversations at the beginning. We want to share, here's what we believe. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's what I don't really want to do, but I'm willing to compromise so that we can make sure there's some give and take in relationships. But here's the non-negotiables. I go to church. I serve in church. I'm going to be in church a lot. I tithe. I'm generous. I give above and beyond. And if you can't handle that, let alone, girl, and I pray in tongues. He tied up our sign. She said, oh, that's it. Let me get, I got you.
He might want to.
Give me that hand. Give me that. Yes, Lord.
Some of y'all dating somebody, you're like, he likes to speak in tongues, if you know what I'm saying.
Not the French kiss, though. Listen.
No, I'm just playing. But I think a lot of times expectation is the key of what you build, you must maintain.
So good.
So if you start out by opening the door for her, getting her flowers, if you start out by saying, oh, no, you can go golfing on Fridays, that's fine. You can go fishing on the weekend or whenever, that's fine. What you build, you must maintain.
Good
so
work.
If he fished every Friday before you married him, he's going to want to go fishing every Friday after you married him, and that's okay. But that's an expectation that you have to set at the very beginning.
Yeah. And I heard somebody say it actually last night after we did the sermon. Somebody texted, they said, that hit home with me because they heard it one time, said, if they can't lead you spiritually while you're dating, they definitely can't do it when you're married. So we can't go into marriage thinking it's a project, they'll get there, I'm spiritually more mature than them, and there's a difference, we're not getting overly religious on this, but like if they don't read their Bible and pray while you're dating, I doubt they'll probably do it in marriage. Come on, can I get an amen here? This will save somebody
some
time.
You're not going to marry him and change him.
You don't need a project. Come on, you need somebody that is, they have their own firm foundation. They have their own relationship in Christ that is growing. It's evolving. They have a hunger for the Lord because the relationship, catch this, Pastor David told me this once. He said, hey, if they have a good relationship with the Lord, they'll for sure have a good relationship with you.
That's right.
Because the Holy Spirit will tell them, hey, stop doing that. Go back and say you're sorry. That was too much. It wasn't enough. You need to spend time because he is not only our comforter, he is our guider. He is our provider in every area. And so we need to just remember that. We have to not get a project, but we have to have somebody.
I think something in dating that's so important is kind of what you hit on a second ago, but is that accountability. Yeah. So a lot of times we'll go and we were talking to our friends, Gabe and Bree, who've been married for a year.
Seven months, almost. Okay. Newbies.
And one of the questions they had is they were asking about accountability. And one of the things is like when you have an issue and you're talking to a friend about it, you're pouring your heart out, and then they respond and they're like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm in the same boat. Like, I don't know what to do. That's not accountability. That is a friend. That is a homie. You are talking to your homie. You need to talk to someone who has been where you are now, who's gotten through it, and who's ahead of where you are. And somebody that you're like, you know what? They've got something that I want, and I want to get that from them. I want to glean that wisdom. I think about Arden and Susie at the Sunset Hills campus. They have been married for so long, and they still have that spark. They're always holding hands on the front row and worshiping together. That's what we want to emulate.
And I remember back in the day when Sunset Hills, we first got that campus, they actually used to stay around. They lived in Union, Missouri. Come on, Sunset Hills knows about this. Give it up for Arden and Susie. And they would be on our prayer team. They're on our pastoral team as dream teamers. And they actually had these recliner chairs because they would drive like an hour, hour and a half to church. Come on, how many believe a church alive is worth the drive? And so they would come in. They were devoted, and they still are. They're still attending the church and serving and thriving. And what I love is when they were building the church, that's when we had night church. That's like Sunday night, Saturday night. We had so many services, like 8 morning services. And they would just be there all day long because they were not only accountable, but they were committed to the vision. And I want to give you this scripture, Proverbs 13:20. It says, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools, catch this, will suffer harm. And so today, if our situation doesn't really show or doesn't feel or doesn't look like what we want it to look like, it might just be we need to go and say, who am I walking with? Who am I dating? What does this look like right now? And maybe it's not the overall picture, but maybe we need to take a few steps back and go back to step one.
That's so good. And I think today we're sitting on this couch because we wanted this to just feel like a conversation. We wanted to expose all of our mistakes so that it's relatable, you know, maybe to someone who's joining today. We're like, okay, do we have bar stools and we're sitting? Do we stand and we're preaching together? Do we sit down and we're like, you know what? Let's just have a conversation. And so we're going to speak to the married people now.
Come on, where are all the married people at across all locations? Come on, throw your hands up. Be happy about it. Here we go. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Y'all know tonight and tomorrow night's going to be good.
Hey. But if you're not married yet, take notes because this is your grace and favor. And we truly believe as you're pursuing God, he's not going to leave you alone. If that's your heart's desire, he's going to bring that person, that helpmate right alongside you that can help pursue God with you, help build you up. So in marriage, here we go. Ready? Write this down. Build memories instead of keeping records. I think a lot of times we keep score. Hey, every time we fight, this happens. Or when this situation happens, you're always coming home from work. It's that always and that never again. But we want to build memories. We want to say, hey, we want to just take a moment and celebrate. If your spouse or that significant other gets a promotion at work or something awesome happens, make that a memory. There's actually a book that we love called The Power of Moments. Yeah. And making that a moment between each other, because a lot of times we talk with people who have lost a loved one, and whenever they recall those memories, they don't recall the times when he did something that drove her crazy or was spit in the sink or whatever those things are that's like we hear people gripe about. It's so funny. People gripe about that kind of stuff, guys. It's real. You know what I'm talking about. It's just so funny. Don't ever pick up their clothes or whatever. But in reality, when they've lost someone, they look back and they go, man, I miss the way we used to hold hands and watch the sunset. Or, you know, he would always bring me coffee in the morning and different things. It's those amazing memories that you have. So build memories and don't keep records. In 1 Corinthians 13, 4-5, it says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. I need that one. That's me. That got me right there. And it keeps no record of wrongs. So we don't want to keep records. It says love never fails.
And I think sometimes what happens is when we keep records, I've seen this happen, and it's amazing to be able to come alongside marriages and in different relationships and pastor through some of these things. So we've been able to actually learn from people who have done things before. We're like, hey, let's diagnose this for a second. What happened where they got here? Because it didn't just happen in an instant. It took some time to get there. So we're talking about relation slip. And so sometimes, have you ever slipped? It wasn't on purpose. Right. It was on accident. Right. Have you ever gotten on some ice? St. Louis knows all about this. And you were trying to be careful, but you slipped. Yeah. And it takes only a few slips to end up in no longer in a relationship. Yeah. So it didn't just happen in an instant. I've never heard one person say one day, our relationship is fantastic. And the next day they're like, you know what? I think I'm done. No, there's little things. But I think one of the things that Pastor David has shared with us and Pastor Nicole is they said, date each other or someone else will. Pastor David says, I don't want Pastor Nicole leaving the house not with no compliments. I need to give her so many compliments, she doesn't need anybody else to compliment her. So when Morgan leaves the house, I'm like, man, you look good, girl. New jeans, new shirt, what is it? Is it the hair? I don't know. That makeup, them lashes, girl. I know those lashes took 20 minutes, but boo.
Said, I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you walk away.
That's right. Mental picture. Anyway, so... But if we don't date each other, someone else will. Someone will come along. And that's where some of that relation slip will fall away, is because all of a sudden people will start speaking life into our spouse. Yeah. And I want to encourage some married people, something that we are learning again. We have different relationships that are mentoring our relationship. They're like, hey, make sure you keep it spicy. Make sure you keep it fun, loose. Pastor David talked about it last week, right? You got to keep sowing those seeds if we want to see the harvest. I'm not saying, hey, Morgan, I told you I love you on the day we got married. So, no, every day I told her this morning, girl, I love you. I can't believe we get the opportunity to share some of the things that we're learning, not only in our own relationship, but other relationships. We get to help encourage somebody today through the word of God. Come on, somebody, that we get to see restoration, not only in ourselves, but in our relationships. Because how many know the enemy does not want healthy relationships? He wants to see the church deplete. But he said, forsake not the assemblies. That's not just in church. That's also in our relationships together. James 5:16, catch this. It says that conversations or confessing of our sins one to another, that we can find healing.
So good.
So if the enemy doesn't want us to find healing, guess what? He's going to try to keep us away from another person.
I think something that we had to learn early on was in a mentality, it was a me versus a we mentality. So a lot of times whenever you first get married, well, it's my car. Well, no, it's our car now.
Or
it's
that.
My, it's my.
That.
No, now it's our, because the two became one. And so it's an us mentality. And whenever you're making plans and doing things, Austin is always so good about saying, hey, you know, Pete texted me and he wants to go play golf. You know, you cool if, you know, if I go play golf on Friday? I'm like, yes, go have fun. Go make sure you wear your sunscreen. You know, but he's always including me, and it's an inclusive mentality versus an exclusive mentality. And so I think sometimes when it comes to pressure from family, pressure from parents, hey, here's how you should parent. Here's what we do in our marriage. But no marriages are the same. This is not a cookie cutter situation. Every marriage is unique. You're going to parent differently than other people. You're going to do things differently. Your relationship is going to look different than those that have come before you. And so you learn from them, but don't take on that pressure. And so it would be so unfair if it came time to holiday season and holiday travel. We have any blended families in the house? Okay. Well, in holiday time, what do? It would be so unfair if I said, you know, hey, mom, and to my side of the family, we, you know, I would love to come to your house for Christmas, but Austin really wants to go see his parents for Christmas. Well, that's not fair whatsoever. That's not showing a united front. So we learned very early on from our mistake, learn from us, that it's a we mentality. Hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to parent. And we're a team that in that way.
Yeah. And Ecclesiastes 4, we talked about it earlier, but I want to highlight the part of the verse. It says, two are better than one, for they have a better return on their labor. Yeah. Something that we're working on right now, can I share this with you, is that we're practicing thinking together, not alone. So we'll come to each other on different situations. Hey, what do you think we should do here? Now, there's some things that Morgan could care less on. She's like, where do you want to eat? Just tell me and tell me exactly where you want to eat. I said, that's great. We're getting burgers. I didn't really want burgers. Okay, we're getting tacos. No, I don't want tacos. What do you want?
Whatever. You always do that. You're the one who does that.
No,
you're
I'm like, the one who does that.
You know
what?
Where
I don't really know where
we're I'm like, all right, let's go to Taco Bell. Oh, not Taco Bell. I'm like, okay, where do you want to eat?
But we have to practice thinking together. And here's another point I want to give you is never attach too much meaning to a bad day. Ephesians 4:26, it says, in your anger, do not sin. I think so many times, anybody ever had a bad day, but the next day you were fine? That should be everybody, like every hand at every location, online, it's probably double hand emoji in
it
right now.
It was a big deal, but it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Ever been in that moment, you're like, this is the biggest thing, I'm so mad. And then 15 minutes later, you're like, hey, you want to go get a Starbucks? I'm good, like it's over, I'm solid, I got time to think through this, process it, we're good. Just us, got it. I think we're alone on this one. But but that's some of those things that we have to be careful on because it's like, hey, I'm not going to judge her. She had a bad day. I had a bad day. She's not going to judge me on it. Instead, we have to make sure in our relationships that we're still speaking life in those moments. It makes me think about the story in the Bible about when the dad was exposed, the son came in and covered it. I'm asking marriages and relationships today, are you covering or are you exposing? And so for us, we have to make sure that we're doing everything to honor, love, and really cover in all of those situations. Because everybody's going to have a bad day. Yeah. Bad hair day. You don't feel good about yourself. You look in the mirror. You're like, I don't like what I see right now. Or, hey, I'm just not feeling a type of way. We're all going to have those days. But what do we do as a spouse, as a relationship, as even a friend to help our friends or the people in our relationship see the best day that they could see?
That's so good. And just as we're kind of wrapping things up here, just this last thought we want to leave you with is be what you want to see. So if it's something that you want to see, be that. If you want to see joy in your relationship, you've got to have that joy on the inside of you. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so if anything that's not built on Jesus, it won't last. He's our foundation. He's our rock. Any friendship, any relationship, even your relationship with Christ, that's the most important relationship you will ever have. And anything that's not built on Jesus, it won't last. It reminds me of the story of the Titanic. And we've heard of the cruise ship that went out. It was one of the first ones. It was such a big deal. And the quick version is it collided with a glacier and the hull broke open and the ship sank. Well, actually, if you dig a little bit deeper, under the surface, they dredged up some of that, the wreckage, and they looked, and a lot of the little rivets, these little iron pieces that were holding the ship together, were manufactured. They were built with substandard iron. And so, actually, they weren't very strong on the inside. So, whenever the Titanic ran up into that glacier, that really is one of the biggest reasons that after it collided with it, it broke loose and it sank. And I think a lot of times we might look good on the outside. The Titanic looked great on the outside and looked fancy and awesome, but on the inside, it didn't have that foundation. And a lot of times our relationships, ourselves, our persona, we might look great on the outside, but on the inside, when the doors close and it's just the two of us at home, internally, there might be some work to do. There might be some substandard building, and we need to make Christ that strong, firm foundation of our marriages, of our lives. And a lot of times when the relation slip happens, we were talking about this, it's not always a big thing, like you were saying. Those rivets are just so small, you know, hundreds and hundreds of rivets that are keeping things held together. Well, sometimes it's those small little things that add up that really become big things. And whenever Christ is the center, he helps us, I need to work on me. Christ helps work on me, and then so that we can work on we. And so really just aiming to say, hey, we don't want to just look good on the outside. We want to have that foundation strong on the inside. So when you come up against that opposition, when that glacier comes, when that temptation comes, your marriage is strong because Christ is at the center of it all.
Amen. So I want to do this as we kind of wrap up. I want to take a minute and I want to pray for relationships. I'm actually going to come over to this side camera in just a second, but I want to go back to that for just a moment, what she said. Anything that's not built on Jesus, it won't last. I don't want that to just go by without catching it. I'm going to say it again. Anything that's not built on Jesus, it won't last. Because why? It says that he is our rock. And anybody know? Our firm foundation. Have you ever seen a house built on an unfirm foundation? It may not day one fall away, but it starts to deteriorate because the ground, the foundation is not strong. And can I encourage everybody today that we can't be our best in any relationship, in a friendship, in dating, in marriage? until we know that, you know what? My relationship with Jesus has to be the best. And today, I know at all locations you said the salvation prayer, but today maybe that looks like getting into growth track. It looks like getting on a serve team, on our dream team. It looks like getting in a connect group. There's many groups, but take the next step to better yourself. I want to be better so I can be better. Yeah. I can't give my best self if I'm not my best self. So would you do this at all locations? Would you just stand for a moment? We're going to stand, and I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for your relationship. If you're believing for a healthy relationship, if you're believing for marriage to be restored, if you're believing for clarity and direction, if you're believing for maybe some correction and what to do and how to do it, I want you to just stretch your hand. If you're online, no matter what platform, maybe you're listening on a podcast or YouTube, that's okay. I want you to just stretch your hand forward. Let this be the touch point for you, but I want to pray for you today. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that, God, this is the moment. This will be the turnaround for our relationships, God, that we give this relationship to you, that we want to be better from the inside out. You said, as a man thinketh or a woman thinketh, so are they. So, Father, renew our mind, renew our thoughts. You said to take every thought captive. So Father, right now in this moment, we take every thought captive and we believe your word. You said whatever we ask in the name of the Father that it would be ours. So right now, God, I pray that we have healthy relationships in our church, healthy relationships in our dating, healthy relationships in our friendships. God, help us to be the best friend that we can be. God, I speak to marriages right now that looks like there is no way for a turnaround. We take authority over that and we speak life over it right now and say that, God, you are the healer. You are the comforter. And you are turning all things around for those who love you. And we believe it today in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, if you believe it today at all locations, can you say amen? Come on, Florida, can somebody give God a shout of praise? Amen. And amen. Man, I love this today. Come on, did anybody enjoy talking about relationships?
You know, today, if that was something that really spoke, God spoke that to your heart, we want to encourage you. Take that next step. Growth Track is happening at all locations, all campuses. Jump in line at the prayer lines at the end of service. We've got teams that want to pray with you and believe with you and help stir up your faith. And so we just want to be, as your Faith Church family, we want to be here for you. There's connect groups that are happening all throughout the week, every single day. So jump in one of those. Just take that next step. Don't just take this information and take it home. Take that next step because God is going to work it all out for your good.
Amen, amen. Well, hey, this has been week two of Love You, Wary. Go ahead and be seated. And here in a moment, we're actually going to see, and what I love is last week, we actually, as a church, gave away a car.
Yes,
come on, can we give it up for giving away
Incredible.
A car? Man, I love that together we're able to do so much more than we could ever do alone. And we did something cool as a church together this week. So we want you to check out what you made happen. Check it out.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.